Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present Red, White, and Whole by Rajini Laraca, performed by Priya Iyer. Two. I have two lives, one that is Indian, one that is not. I have two best friends, one who is Indian, one who is not. At school, I swim in a river of white skin, and blonde hair, and brown hair, and blue eyes, and green eyes, and hazel, school subjects, and giggles about boys, salad, and sandwiches. And on weekends, I float in a sea of brown skin and black hair and dark eyes, MTV music videos, and giggles about boys, samosas, and sub-G's. In both places I have gossip and laughter, music and silence, friendship. But only in one place do I have my parents. Give and take. I am Reha, born in a pool of my mother's blood, proper, prim, obediently alive, as she lies close to death. Because you are here, I must stay, Amma whispers to me. To the Lord of Death, she says, wait a while longer. To stay for me, she forfeits all future children, not just on her behalf, but Daddy's as well. Just as she receives something precious, so much is taken from her. She says she never regretted it. Girls just want to have fun. That's what the song says, with a catchy melody that makes you sway back and forth. It's 1983. I'm 13. I just want to be like everyone else, to fit in, to have fun. I want to free my hair from this ponytail, this braid, toss it over my shoulders, to unfurl in curly glory. I want to chew gum, wear cheap earrings, tight jeans, short skirts, roller skate holding hands. I want to wear a drop-waist dress, to a dance. I want to have fun. We are different from Americans, whispers Amma's voice in my head. We work hard. We dress modestly. We focus on what is important to succeed. That is why we came to this country, and we won't waste our opportunity or change who we are. I listen to my mother, always. But I am American. I was born here. It's the only home I know. So I'm caught between the life I want to lead and the one she thinks I should. First memory. I am 3 years old, cradled in Amma's lap with Daddy close by. We sit on the balcony of our apartment, looking at the night sky. Daddy takes my hand, points my finger at a silver globe. Moon, he says. That's what Amma is named after. Moon, I repeat. Amma takes my hand, points at tiny sparkles, strewn like bright pebbles in the darkness. Star, she says. That's what Reha is named after. Star, I repeat. Which one? Amma holds my arms apart. All of them, Reha. And I embrace the field of light. Our home. When my parents first came to America, they lived in New York, crammed into a tiny apartment they shared with another couple. When they talk about those days, with no money and no space, struggling to find jobs and feel settled, they smile and laugh. Speaking of feasts made by many hands, shared by the entire floor of the apartment building, cheap movie tickets, staying up late playing cards. And though we are comfortable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?